Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, market analyst Tom Leffler joins us, and it's coming up right after this on K101. Want to learn more about the benefits of no-till production practices and healthier soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day, Tuesday, July 14th in Apache, Oklahoma. This full-day event starts at 8 a.m. and features long-term no-till producers, expert speakers, a soil pit, and field tour. For information and registration, visit www.notill.org or call 785-210-4549. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed and Chisholm Trail Farm Credit. Behind every successful project is an expert who's mastered his craft. And when it comes to tractors, nobody does them better than P&K Equipment. We're backed by the 175-year-old John Deere brand, and when we put you in a brand-new 5045E tractor, it goes beyond that $15,499 price tag, beyond a list of features, and into a world of possibilities. Let us show you tractor buying at its best, and you'll find out why in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 8/4/15, includes $2,000 cash-only discount, price eligible for two-wheel drive models. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details. Welcome back, everyone. And Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures here this morning. And, well, our cattle futures ended the week on a lower note Friday.
They sure did, Dave. Our cattle complex traded mostly lower Friday, and they closed negative, with the largest losses actually occurring in our feeder cattle futures. Cash cattle last week was mostly $2 lower. Choice box beef was down $2.04 on Friday. Selects down $1.98. Total movement of 113 loads. Cattle kill estimated 111,000 head. The weekly kill, 555,000. Cash feeder index was down $1.12. We also saw lean hogs close positive Friday, and the hogs and pigs report was called mixed. Somewhat bearish for the near term, more friendly for deferred contracts of hogs. At the close Friday, August live cattle were down a nickel, August feeder cattle down $1.80, and August lean hogs up 67 cents.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, while Friday was kind of a rough day for the livestock, it was a tremendous day on the grains, higher across the board, and wheat had a huge day on Friday.
That's right. Our wheat, corn, and soybeans all had another round of new highs for the week last Friday. The wheat, as Dave said, had the largest gains on Friday. Now, Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock is our USDA acreage and stocks report. Tuesday is also the final trading session for the month of June and for the second quarter of the calendar year, plus it's first notice day for July futures contracts. Now, overnight trading volume has been huge for the grains, and prices have been mostly higher. The financial situation in Greece over the weekend is putting selling pressure on our financial markets around the world this morning. At the moment, September KC wheat is 5¾ cents higher. December corn's up 5¾. November soybeans trading a penny and a half higher. We're looking at December cotton 22 points lower, August crude oil down 58 cents, September dollar index is 10 cents higher, and September Dow Jones futures down 186 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning. We really do and look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.